thank the Lord for saving me and thank him for all his blessings.
Amen.
For loving me and always keeping me. And
yeah.
I thank him for heaven. And
yes,
I just love him tonight.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, pray for me and sing along.
Help us, Lord, and meet with us.
Thank you, Sister Marla.
We have the state family with us tonight. Most time we have one or two of them, or some of them is with us, but tonight we got most of them. And so we're going to ask them if they'll come tonight. They're going to do some singing for us tonight. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to say it's good for us to be here tonight, and always good to be here at this church, Brother Ricky and Brother Andrew. I really didn't know you was going to be here today, and it's such a blessing to hear you preach this morning. I didn't get enough, so I wanted to come back.
Amen, brother.
But no, we're fine right here, I guess, unless you want to. He said something off the cuff. This is off the cuff. This has been, we ran over this song back in the winter one morning, just sitting around singing. It's an old song that I love. And then we went to see Buck Rambo. He was really sick yesterday. They wanted us to do something there in the room, and he remembered this old song, and I believe you will too. And I hope it blesses your heart. It's been blessing mine. You know, sometimes going back and getting those old songs will touch you. So.
When burdens come so hard to bear, and no earthly friend can share, tears drive away the smiles and tears my heart in I
Can you imagine being in a service like this and miss heaven? I'm glad, praise God, I'm good as that. Just love the service, love the Lord. Looking forward to getting a blessing tonight.
Amen. Get to heaven, I'm going to sing with the Sneak family, too.
Amen, we'll give them back up there.
All right, anybody else have testimony?
Rick, I still thank the Lord for saving me.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
It's a terrible week this last week.
Bless the Lord.
I'm not going to give any praise to the devil.
Amen.
Bless. All praise goes to the Lord. I got home last night, turned the TV on, and that song that Seth sings, Victory is Sweet.
Yeah.
I just want to thank the Lord for that. Lord knows what you need, when you need it, what you need to hear.
Amen. You can't always go by the altar services and what the Lord's done.
Amen.
That's why they do that. So to go out over their ways and maybe touch, lift up somebody that's out there having a bad time. Friday night in that tent, we just get ready to start. This young lady, I guess they directed to me. She come up there and she said, "Yes, sir." She said, "I ain't got to come a single night to this tent meeting." And tears just running down her face, dripping off her cheeks. But she said, "I just want you to know that on my way to work every night, what a blessing I got just passing by and seeing this crowd."
Yeah.
And I'm here to see me. And said, "It's just a blessing to me." So, you know, you can't always go but what you see. Because,
amen.
Like I said, I heard the tent meeting. An old preacher friend of mine, he's in heaven now, Brother Walt Ziegler. But old Brother Walt used to say, "Brother Prophet," I'd say, "Yes, sir." He'd say, "You never know what God's up to."
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah. Right.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, brother. You feel like playing that piano one more time, Brother Jeff? I think I'm on. I believe I'm on. Does it sound like I am?
Yes,
a lot of folks like it better when I leave it in the other position. My dad always taught the old-fashioned singing school. Some of you know a little bit about that. Some of you younger ones don't know maybe too much about that. But I appreciate all the good singing, good song there. And then, of course, what just sung for us, I appreciate getting to meet Brother Jeff's mom. And, well, we've had a good time today. And Miss Max and all of us. And I got to meet her sister, Kathy Happy. And I didn't know that was her name. Pretty. First time I've ever met. I knew that you had a governor down here that was Happy Chandler, but Kathy is now officially Kathy Happy. I'm going to try to sing a little song that the late Benny Kelly used to do. Brother Jeff, we'll pick it up a little bit on the prodigal son. Let's see what we can do.
Like a prodigal. I
Tonight, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. You may be seated tonight as we have read the scripture. I caught some of you, just a little bit off guard there. I didn't mean to do that. Let me read it again. That way you can stand again. Want to be respectful to the word of God. Amen. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
Amen.
You may be seated. Our subject tonight, I've used this message maybe two or three times, maybe three. Our messages get used over and over.
Yeah.
Now that's right, they do.
Yeah.
If we can sing a song more than once, we can preach a message more than once, right?
Yeah.
And our subject tonight is going to be, who hung the lanterns? Who hung the lanterns? I hope you'll stay with me just for a little background. On June the 12th, I was in the city of Boston. I was up there in a meeting in Maine with Brother Todd Bell and Brother Dave Garnett up there in Lisbon. Now, I've been up in Maine a couple times. Well, I've been there just a little visiting, but I was up there in meetings this year, and I went to the Old North Church. Some of you are with me, aren't you? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some of you can remember that studying your history. I know some of you feel like you've lived it. But anyway, you kind of remind me of a boy that came home and told his dad. He said, Dad, he said, I want you to know my math teacher gave me an F in my subject matter. Brother Terry, it's what he said. The parent was a little bit upset and he went to see the math teacher. He said, Sir, why would you give my son an F in his subject matter in mathematics? And the teacher looked at him and she said, Sir, because by law, that's the lowest grade I can give him. Now, in this subject here, when I was looking in Boston, I saw in the Old North Church, I'll need about 5 minutes here, Brother Scott, of preparation, just to give you the historical setting of who hung the lantern. But there was material in there that I observed, and this North Church that was built in 1723, I want you to remember this, it was the highest point in Boston. Now there's something spiritual going to get out of this in just a moment. It was the oldest standing church. You remember Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's poem of Listen, My Children, and ye shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere. You remember that it would be one if by land and two if by sea. Now Longfellow didn't write this poem until in the 1700s, in the 1880s, about 100 years thereafter. Now there was a fellow there, a British general, and I'll get to the subject in just a moment, by the name of General George Gates. He had a pew. They bought their pews back then at that time in the church. And he had 4,500 men under his control. But in the city of Lexington, north of Boston, There are 700 colonials that may be surprised and not know what's coming. Two men, we don't know for sure who they are, and this is where it really gets intriguing, and this is the basis for tonight's message. We think one of them was a man by the name of Robert Newman, who owned pew number 50 and 78 in the Old North Church. We think the other fellow could have been Captain John Pullings Jr. But they went up eight stairways, went up behind an old organ, took a ball and a flint, and there that night they struck that thing until it would light, and they put two lanterns in there because out there in the distance there were people that needed to know that the British Army was coming, that they would be in imminent danger if they didn't respond. Yeah. Now, tonight, what got my interest piqued in this was the fact that we don't know for sure who those men were. Mr. Newman was accosted the next day. He was a sexton, Scott, in the church, and he said, "No, I gave Thomas Pullings my key." Thomas Pullings could not be found. And so the mystery remains. Who hung the lanterns? And I believe tonight there's some special spiritual allegories in this. I believe across the land and country, we may have a lot of sleeping people.
Yes.
There may be some people tonight that are not aware of the imminent danger where we are.
Right.
I'm not trying to put you under a cloud. I'm not trying to be in depression, or I'm not trying to be gloom and doom. But I'm here to remind you tonight once again that I believe that our country has never faced such an imminent threat as we are today. The Christian preacher, Dr. Joe Wright, went before the Kansas State Senate, and when he gave this prayer, folks walked out. They said, "Max," they said, "we don't want to hear this kind of praying." And here's what the good Christian preacher prayed. He said, "Our Heavenly Father, we come before you today to ask for your forgiveness. We know that your word says, woe to those that call evil good."
Yeah.
But that's exactly what we've done. We've exploited the poor and called it the lottery.
Yeah.
We've rewarded laziness and called it welfare.
Right.
We've killed our unborn and called it choice.
Yeah.
We've polluted the air with profanity and called it freedom of expression.
Right.
We've ridiculed the time-honored values of our forefathers and called it enlightenment.
Yes.
Search our hearts today, O God, and cleanse us from every stain. Let me tell you here. First of all, I want to take a look in the spiritual allegory of who hung the lanterns, and then I'll bring it down to where we are here tonight. First of all, there was the need of the light.
That's right.
Amen.
Aren't you glad that one day?
That
the glorious light of the gospel came down and shined upon us. I'm glad today that the Bible lets me know that He is the light of the world. That's what Calvin Coolidge wanted on his Christmas card that he sent out in 1923. Can you believe a Christian president would say that? Did you know that Garfield conducted revivals and even baptized some people? Did you know that Rutherford B. Hayes was a teetotaler and didn't want alcohol in the White House?
Amen.
Did you know that Dwight Eisenhower said, "We're a Christian nation, and I hope we always remain so." Harry Truman said, "Our laws came from Mount Sinai, and if we ever forget it, we will become a totalitarian state with no rights except for the state." Here we are today, as I look at the Rowan County situation here. I don't live in this good state, but I'm here to tell you, my sympathies are with those office holders.
Amen.
I believe as never before, somebody said, "Why is it imperative that we do something?" Let me tell you something today, neighbor. If we cannot say that one is dead until the heart stops beating, why can't we say it's alive when it starts? Listen here. I believe as never before that we need some people. I remember one time hearing about this moment.
Brother Ed and she was, her little girl saw her. And Max, she saw some scars on her mama's head. And her mama looked at her and she said, "Honey, I know these don't look very good. Said, I've got some ugly scars on my hand here. But since when you were a baby, I had to reach into the fire.
Right.
Yeah. I pulled you out. These scars are there." And the little baby, little girl said, "Oh, mama, they're beautiful scars."
Yeah.
I can plant one.
Amen, brother.
I can plant one. That's some nails.
Amen.
Right down into the fire.
Yeah,
I'm beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, I feel Brother Jeff Hart preaching a little bit tonight. Then all right.
Amen.
Oh, here, let me just tell you something. I'm glad tonight that he's the light, aren't you?
Amen.
Somebody, Brother Scott, did such a wonderful job in telling us today how that this light, it'll take overcome the darkness.
Yeah.
I never did care much for the darkness. I never did care for dark places. But I'm going to a land. I'm going to a land that's better than they. And by faith I can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. Somebody say
amen.
Oh, yes. And I think I'm going to be in about a 3-week meeting down here or something.
Amen.
Oh, let me just tell you here tonight. Listen here. There was the need of the light.
Yes.
Secondly, there was obstacles to overcome to get it there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
If we think we're in a Sunday school picnic, folks, let me tell you something. We better think again.
That's right.
The church has done some of its best work during times of persecution.
Yeah.
When they were scattered abroad, they went everywhere preaching the gospel.
Yeah.
Did they not?
Yeah.
Oh, listen here, I don't expect these pundits on radio and television, the ones that wear too much makeup. I don't expect them to be on our side. I'm not looking for friends in Miss Oprah. I'm not looking for those folks out of Hollywood. They ever agree with us. They want to tell us that, oh, we believe that one time we were just evolutionary folks. Let me tell you something. A one-celled amoeba through a mutating process and a random selection did not end up with a me and a you.
We believe that
nothing, working on nothing, through nothing, by nothing, for nothing, produced everything. Great trial in Dayton, Tennessee. They had a fellow by the name of John T. Scopes, brother. You remember reading about him? Brother, that Scopes was an art teacher. And the ACLU, does anybody know who the ACLU are?
Yeah.
It's the American Criminal Lawyers Union.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
Everything they're for, I'm against.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, listen here. But they had a trial. They got this art teacher, if he would be the guinea pig, and test the theory of evolution. They brought in the best attorney in the world, Clarence Darrow, railroad lawyer, to do the prosecution. I mean, to do the defense work for him. The Baltimore Sun said, "We'll pay your fine if you're found guilty." But they didn't know that they had a Christian man there by the name of Williams Jennings Bryan.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Bryan was a Christian.
Amen.
He was 3 times ran for president. They called him the great orator.
Yeah.
I always wish that I could have been an orator. I'm serious. I wish I could have had that skill of being able to articulate and say things in a proper fashion. But anyway, they went outside for the trial there. And Mr. Darrow, the lawyer, that didn't believe in hardly anything, finally asked Bryan if he would go on the witness stand. 1925.
Amen.
And here all the people were looking outside. It was a hot July day. And Mr. Darrow looked at him. He said, "Mr. Bryan, first of all, do you believe that Jonah was swallowed by a whale?" Mr. Bryan, not to be outdone, said it was a great fish.
Yeah.
He said, "I want to ask you a second question. Do you believe, what can you tell me in the approximations of the ages of these rocks?" And Mr. Bryan looked at him and he said, "Sir, I'm not so much interested in the ages of these rocks as I am in the rock of ages."
Yeah.
tell you, there's one that was before me. Yeah. He's been with me. Yeah. He'll be evermore with me today. And the glory and honor to him.
Amen. Praise the Lord,
brother. Oh, listen here. Boy, there was a need of the light.
Yeah.
Now, not everybody was looking for that.
You're right, brother.
Right.
They'd had their Boston stew that night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girl at the main asked me, said, are you coming over for supper? I said, supper? She said, yeah, we've been for supper. You know, they hot cars and everything up there. But my point is, they'd had their Boston stew. I want you to get this now. They weren't out home saying, oh my, wonder if there'll be a light out here somewhere tonight.
Right, right.
Up here through the windows up here or shutters or whatever it is back in colonial days. This is a 17 and 75. It's April the 18th. They're wondering, why, who's looking for a light tonight?
Yeah.
We can't watch CNN.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good thing, too.
Yeah, yeah, man.
But they went to bed not looking. But somewhere in the far yonder distance, there was a person that was looking. Had his eyes fixed on the old North Church.
Yeah.
The highest point in Boston. Somebody was looking for a light.
Yes, Lord.
And I need to spend time here, brother.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad that one day you might not have been looking for the light?
Right.
Man, I'm about to get warm.
Right.
I'm here to tell you, the light and Brother Squire Parsons said came looking for me.
Yeah.
I'm glad that as I peered through the shutter there, I got a glimpse of a light. I saw myself hopeless. I saw myself depraved. I saw myself alienated. I saw myself dissolved, but somehow the glory applied to the gospel.
It
shined and tell me, and I became a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, listen here. There's a call that comes ringing o'er the boundless way. In the light. In the light.
Amen.
There are souls to rescue. There are souls to save. Send the light.
Yeah.
See, I don't understand this. Somebody said, do you believe in eternal security? I said, yes, sir. Everybody that's saved.
Yeah.
The qualifier is you need to be saved.
That's right.
I don't believe in it for the unsaved. Oh, listen here. But I'm going to make a little point here. See, somebody gets hooked up in Calvinism. I'm not even smart enough to debate it. I know so little about it. I'm just here to tell you this. Everybody that wants to get saved can be saved.
Yes, sir.
Right.
That's right.
I have nothing to do with the want to part. That's out of my jurisdiction. That's out of my pay grade. I don't understand those kind of... Oh, listen, if my mind could even begin to fathom it, my tongue would not be able to say it.
Right.
It's beyond me. Aren't you glad that the secret things belong unto the Lord? I don't understand how he took this earth and hung it on nothing. I do not understand how that a virgin could conceive by the Holy Ghost and bring forth a male child. But I believe it, my brother. How about you?
Yes, sir. Amen.
I don't understand. I don't understand how a dark cow can eat green grass and produce yellow butter and good milk, but we can drink it.
That's right.
Amen. Oh, somebody said, well, can you explain some of these theories? I'm here to tell you that somewhere in the north place,
Amen, brother.
God is.
That's right.
Right.
Somewhere, I don't know. And listen here, maybe it'll come to me. Maybe God will help me right now in my elocution. Maybe he'll help me say the words that I need. But somewhere in the constellations and in the galaxies and in the stars and in the hemispheres, somewhere in the outer recesses of the infinite, somewhere where the omnipotent reigns, somewhere the omniscient takes root, somewhere in the tribunal wisdom of God, there are decisions being made.
Yes,
I just know one thing, that one day he got interested in me. How about it? These folks that want to come on, listen, there was the need of the light. I want to give you another point right in here. Listen here. Here is the thing that baffles me. We don't know for sure who it was.
Right.
I want you to go back in your mind right now, as far as you can, Brother Josh. Brother Nathan, I want you to go back. Who was it that brought a light to you? Who was it that brought a light to him? I wonder who it was in the genealogy. Somebody. They tell me that Mordecai Ham brought that good news to Billy Graham. We don't remember much about Mordecai Ham, do we? There was somebody that took the news to Mordecai Ham. I remember a fella in a shoe shop in Boston. That somehow that God got to working on him. He became a great man for God. We remember him as D.L. Moody. But I'm here to ask you tonight at the Bethel Baptist Church in Glasgow, Kentucky, who among us would dare to be a lantern hanger tonight? Somebody needs to hang a lantern.
That's right.
You'll say, well, what if I don't get credit for it? Forget about it. Isn't it amazing, Miss Kathy Happy, how that we get zeroed in on little bitty things? We let jealousies overtake us. I told the folks in my own area, I don't get to preach much of their brother Jeff. I said, you all know me too well. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If we're not careful, we'll get our eye a little bit, and the devil will start working on us a little bit. We'll start saying, those people, they weren't in the spirit. Maybe it might have been me that wasn't there. Let me tell you, listen here, I'm glad that somebody is out telling the gospel story, sharing the light. I'm here to tell you tonight, I'm glad for the good news of the gospel. Boy, it'll take away gloom and despair. It'll take it away. I like that old song that says, they asked Fanny Crosby one time. They said, Fanny, what was your favorite song? In a quivering voice, hardly audible, she said,
this is a silly Jesus is my
One time, there was a girl that had a place, and Brother Roger put this in his book, and this girl came to the nursing home, and she said, now, I want you to take care of my dad, and I want you to observe any bizarre behavior by him. Well, her father had already talked to the nursing administrator, and he said, now listen, I don't know what it is, but he said, I've been trying to draw close to the Lord. And he said, I've got a situation now. He said, when I sit down here, there's a chair right over here by me. I said, I just talk to the Lord like he's in that chair.
Amen.
During the day, I'll just say thanks to him.
Amen.
Sometimes I'll just talk to him.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll just praise him. Sometimes I'll just say whatever I want to. Time went on, and the good man died. A lady came, but before this, the man had told the administrators, said, please, don't tell my daughter. She'll think I'm Looney Tunes, and maybe have me confined to another area, but said, I just like to talk to the Lord.
Amen.
Time went on, the good man died, and the lady, the daughter, came to see the administrator, and she said, I want to have a report. Was there anything unusual that you noticed about my dad in his dying moments? He said, ma'am, if you really want to know, when we came in here, he had his head buried in that seat.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we ought to be able to commune with the Lord.
Amen.
We ought to be able to get right down and every once in a while tell him that we love him.
Yeah. Amen.
How about it tonight? Every once in a while, we ought to get down and say, oh, God, thank you that you love me. That years before I even was, you had me on the mind. I'm here today to tell you that when he was on the cross, I was on his mind.
Amen.
Calvary was never an afterthought with God.
Right.
Is that right, preacher?
Yes.
All of us in here, in the eons of time, God saw Calvary just the same as he did Bethlehem.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Oh,
now let me give you a thought here. Somebody said, well, I won't get the credit if I hang a lantern. I'm glad that you asked tonight. Somewhere, somehow, my Lord keeps the record.
Amen.
He's the record keeper tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry about what the federal government thinks of you. You could put them in charge of the Sahara Desert, and within a few weeks, there'd be a shortage of sand.
You're right.
Yeah.
All of us in here, I'm just here to tell you tonight, we need to brag on the Holy One. Right? Hey. These two men got up there. They somehow got in behind the organ. They got in there, got a light. 700 colonials were spared. I'm here to tell you, this world might be depending upon something that you do. Right.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Somebody said, well, I'm not a preacher. That doesn't keep you from communicating the gospel. Right? Right. We're ambassadors for Christ.
Right.
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 Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yes.
Amen.
We don't tell people to come as they are and then they leave as they were.
Right.
Right.
You're right.
We tell them there's a new life in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. What do you think it was that all of a sudden that light's piercing through the darkness? What is it? Light travels at 186,000 miles per second. They talk about being light years away and how many miles it might have traveled. I only know one thing. Nothing can compare to the light.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
Oh, listen here. Aren't you glad that God created it all?
Amen.
Amen.
He created the heavens. Listen here. The Lord Jesus Christ, He was great in the covenant.
Amen.
He was great in the crib.
Amen.
He was great in conversion.
Amen.
He was great in the cross.
Yeah.
He'll be great in His coming.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Right.
Amen. The Bible said that He shall be great.
That's right.
I like that, don't you?
Yeah.
Amen. Somebody had to hang a lantern. Somebody had to hang a light. A lot of folks say, well, it'd take a little of my time. I've been asking people my age bracket. That's getting harder to find. I asked somebody today how old he was. He said he could remember when the Dead Sea was just 6. I mean, that's getting old.
Yeah.
One guy said he can remember when the Big Dipper was just a small cut.
Amen.
But I've been seeing folks and they tell me that they're retired.
Yeah.
Nobody, I don't think, told me that here. Nobody's told me that. Please. I don't want to tell the pastor on anybody. Folks, let's not retire. I know what you mean. Let's refire. What do you mean? Let's be some lantern hangers. Somebody said, are you excited? I've never been more excited.
Praise the Lord.
I don't dwell on the negative. I don't dwell on depression. I'm not here to bawl folks out. I'm not here to put people down. I'm here to tell you that we need the light of the gospel.
Amen.
I'm not ready to run folks down. That's not my job. I want to be an encourager, don't you?
Amen.
I want to be a Barnabas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
He was for exhortation, Brother Barnabas was. That was his nickname.
Right.
That meant that he was a guy that came along and said good things to people.
Amen.
He wasn't like Job's friends.
Yeah. Right.
He called them miserable counselors.
Yeah.
Right.
Somebody came to visit Job, and they didn't say a word for a week. I wish some of those folks would visit me every once in a while. No, I didn't. I don't believe that. Shirley knows I love people. I thrive on people. I do. I love people. Because you know why? Somebody was a lantern hanger one time.
Yeah.
Somebody hung a lantern.
Yeah.
Oh, I think about years ago, and I'll soon be through. I think about what some of our older preachers maybe went through. I know preachers that said they preached 3 or 4 years, maybe got a total of $6 or $7 in offerings for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Some in an old car went under great duress. I think it was a Maze Jackson or somebody used to go on occasion, maybe get a chicken or something like that. They'd put it on the car and send it back home with him. I'm here to tell you though, someday, Brother Chess, in the adults, when we stand before Him, He's going to help you. When we stand there, the Lord Himself will say, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things.
Yeah.
I'll make you ruler over many.
Yeah.
Oh, we need some lantern hangers, do we not? All that's in here. Somebody said, well, how can I be a lantern hanger? First of all, you and I have got to let our light shine.
That's right.
Amen.
Oh, man. We can't be hypocrites.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
I heard that part of a good message today on the radio that got turned around or whatever, but I took it to heart. All that's in here. We don't have any problem. You know, folks give enough excuses to go to church. Thanks, I was well, hypocrites down there, this and that, this and that. Oh, listen here, I don't have any trouble shopping with them.
Yeah.
Right. Come on. Yeah, come on. I don't have any trouble getting my car serviced.
Right.
The guy working on it was probably hypocrite and I didn't know it.
Right.
My point is this tonight, folks, let me tell you something that might lift you up above the shadows. Henry Ford said, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right either way.
Amen.
We need to be a lantern hanger.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, listen here, Paul the Apostle on the road there, when they put the clothes at his feet, a man that persecuted the church, he said, what I did in ignorance, I did it in ignorance and unbelief.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, listen, spiritual maturity will help a bunch of us.
Sure will, brother.
It'll help me a little bit.
Amen.
I get to thinking sometimes, seriously, I believe I was about the most immature person spiritual that could have been. Nobody really in our day and time did much discipling. I thought we did a poor job of it. You know, I'm not chasing a rabbit, but it took the Lord to get Lazarus out of the tomb.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
But it asked the church to get him out of his grave clothes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, loose him and let him go.
Amen.
Why? He's all bound up.
Right.
He can't speak. He's trying to... He couldn't walk right because he's bound.
That's right.
Your job and mine is to help him walk right.
Amen.
Help him talk right.
Right.
Yeah.
Help them to live right. Somebody said, what if they do it? Help them anyway.
That's right.
The Bible said, if you see a brother overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted.
Amen.
Most of us don't have a whole lot to brag about. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Yes.
But I'm here to tell you one thing tonight. We can brag on the Savior.
Yes.
There's never been a friend like the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Word.
No.
Oh, listen here. I need to be a lantern hanger. I'm trying to tell folks that, listen, our only hope in America is a spiritual awakening. You believe that here? Oh, listen here. It's important. Listen, if Paul Revere is caught, it's death for him. Our founding fathers, they went through a lot. See, I want to close on this, but I got to get it in. A lot of the folks today don't know what some of those folks did.
You're right.
We look back on some of them, and we think, my, those folks, they were walking around with funny-looking hats on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see folks doing that today.
Right.
Yeah. Up in our neck of the woods, can you forgive me if I say this? We got some folks up there, and they all wear shirts. Got other guys' names on them. I told them, I said, just as soon as Pete starts wearing a shirt with my name on it, I'm going to go out and buy one with his. Now, I'm not putting him down. He's a pure, wonderful man. I'm just simply saying this. Isn't it amazing what we do? Isn't it amazing what we will acclimate to, what we will try to copy?
Yeah.
I'm just simply telling you here, we need some lantern hangers. The cost is great. The light is the only thing that's going to do it. Did you know that John Leland helped James Madison write the First Amendment to the Constitution? A Baptist preacher.
Amen.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing how far we've gotten away?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing that names like Shubal Stearns,
yeah,
Obadiah Holmes,
yeah,
those kind of names ought to be known.
Right.
We ought to put their pictures in our homes. Somebody say amen.
Right.
Somebody said, who are they? Yeah. They were some of our forefathers.
Right.
Did you know that some of those men were whipped?
Yeah.
Because they didn't have a license.
Yes, sir.
If they didn't preach what the church wanted, they were subject to all kinds of abuse. The reason our forefathers came here, and I want to get this in, I got to. Somebody said, weren't they immigrants? My goodness, what in the world would they immigrated to?
Amen.
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
When they landed at Plymouth Rock or Jamestown in 1607, who was there?
Yeah.
Right.
A welcoming party, I'm sure, saying welcome. Isn't it amazing some of the things that we think about?
Right.
They say, well, you all were immigrants. No, we came from folks that risked everything for religious freedom.
Amen.
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 The Statue of Liberty is not the Statue of Equality.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
Right.
Amen.
Is that good?
Yeah.
The Statue of Liberty is not the Statue of Equality. It's the Statue of Liberty.
Amen.
We can pursue our dreams.
Amen.
I don't want folks being hindered, not only folks being propelled that aren't necessary in that category. Listen, we live in a society just like the Bible admonished. We are to work our salvation out. That doesn't mean that it's by works. We're saved unto good works.
Right. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, I'm yes. through. I'm through. But listen here. We've got a great country. We've got a great Christ.
Yeah.
We've got a great a church. I believe in the local church, don't you?
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm a member of it.
Yeah.
Amen.
I give to it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Pray for it.
And pray for it. Amen.
Amen.
See, you wouldn't. See, I'm not a golfer, and I really am not. I'm not hitting anybody's golf, and now please, I don't know anything about it. I told somebody, I said, I went to play golf one time, and I said, I shot a 95. They said, well, that wasn't too bad. I said, yeah, but they wouldn't play the second hole.
Yeah. Amen.
You wouldn't think I'm a golfer if I don't have any golf clubs, would you?
Right.
Or a golf membership?
Yeah.
Or any golf clothes? Or I don't have any golf videos? Don't have any golf balls? Don't have any tees? Don't know anything about it? If you said, who was a Sneed? You remember Mr. Sneed the golfer? You remember Mr. Jones that penalized himself a stroke and lost the golf match in the 20s when men had character? Oh, let me tell you something here. It was because of those kinds of things. We need lantern hangers today. We need folks that will go forth and carry the banner. And say, we're going to work till Jesus comes. Who'll hang the lantern tonight? Will you stand with me? Amen.
Amen.
Oh, listen here. Once you get a song of invitation here tonight, let me just say this here. The light warned of impending danger. Did you know this? And I want to say this in conclusion. I wonder what would have happened, brother, if that had not been successful.
Right.
Right.
The whole course of history, Brother Joel, might have been changed.
Yes, right.
I wonder, now I want to get it down to where we are tonight. We're here at the Bethel Baptist Church. I wonder what might have been here tonight if somebody many years ago wasn't a lantern hanger. Somebody's going to have to carry the light. The light was seen.
It's going to be a generation.
Men today love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Here, we need lantern hangers. Again, I want to call to your attention that the church was the highest point in Boston. May I say this with all due respect? Bethel Baptist Church ought to be one of the highest points in the city of Glasgow.
Amen.
People ought to look here for their spiritual life. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Community leaders ought to come. Seriously.
Yeah.
And ask Brother Prophet what he thinks about certain things.
Yeah.
That's the way it used to be done.
Right.
Can it be done again? I don't know. But I'm going to work like it can.
Amen.
I'm going to believe that... I'm going to believe that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think.
Amen.
What do you believe about it tonight?
Amen.
We may have children and grandchildren that are in darkness. This church can be a light to somebody tonight.
Amen.
I want my light to shine. How about you? I want to ask you a question tonight. If you'd like to be a lantern hanger, by that I mean if you'd like to hang your spiritual light like the folks that have sung for us tonight in different ones, Brother Prophet goes everywhere trying to carry a lantern. They tell me in Carlsbad Cavern that it was so dark down there that the men that worked there, they'd carry an extra lantern, Brother Sneed, just in case one might go out. Would it not have been awful to be trapped in a place where you couldn't even see your hand in front of your face? No light. But I'm here to tell you, and I love light, don't you?
Yeah.
I love to be in its presence. I love its glow. I love its joy. I love what it did for me. How about you tonight?
Yeah.
If you're a Christian, raise that right hand up.
Yeah.
If you're proud of it, raise the other one too.
Yeah.
Might even do all right to wave them a little bit. Well, if you want to come out here and pray tonight and say, listen, Miss Ann, we all need it, don't we? We all need it. Maybe you'd like to come tonight and say, "Oh, Brother Prophet, I want to help you. I want to help you get the lanterns trimmed. I want this church to be a beacon. I want it to be a light in a dark world." Would you want to come tonight and help us pray? Would you tonight? Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for these that are coming. Oh, God, help us all tonight to realize the seriousness of the day. God, without you, we're nothing. Thank you, Lord, tonight that you are the great light. Lord, thank you that in the beginning was the Word. Lord, we know in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and darkness. It was upon the face of the deep. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God, we thank you for that tonight. Help our feeble efforts, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Folks, and I've said this for years, and I believe it with all my heart. the job of the pastor, the job of the preachers, the job of the teachers is to help people find their ministry. The Bible said for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. Amen.
Amen.
And if a church, if the only one that has a ministry, I don't want folks to go out and say, well, that's Brother Rick's ministry over there. That's Brother Rick's ministry. As long as it's Brother Rick's ministry or any other preacher's ministry, it'll never go anywhere much. But when it becomes everybody's ministry, to help folks that have the ability to get out on the streets and hold signs and preach, or people that's able to sing, or people that's able to teach, or people that's able to give tracts, or people that's able to cook, people that's able to do all the hundreds of things that can go on within the body of believers. And when you get everybody in their ministry, then you got a ministry.
Amen.
And it's all the ministry of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I thank God I got a little part of it.
Amen.
I've enjoyed the day. I hope you have.
Yes.
Amen. And he's lifted our spirits, and he's encouraged us this week, and he's brought us up high. Don't worry, I'll bring you back down next week. But we certainly enjoyed it today. Praise God. Amen.
I see one more.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This book here, if any of you are interested, we got these out the first of the year. There are 57 pages in this book. I believe it'll help you. The topics like rights and responsibilities, church and state, the family. We've sent them to all the governors, 100 U.S. senators, most of the members of Congress, and we do have them in the hands, as far as I know, of the Kentucky and the Indiana legislative people. And if you'd like anything like that, well, God bless you. Thank you again for every hospitality.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Brother Phelps. We're going to ask him and his dear wife if they would go back there to the table again, back to the door. And again, we appreciate you folks. It's always good to have folks come in, the visitors. We appreciate everyone. We thank God for all of you that's here most every time we meet. And the praying's given in the offering plate to keep the work going here. And we love you. We appreciate it. And I'm proud to see this good number out tonight. I'm proud of our Sunday night services, Wednesday night, Sunday morning, Sunday school. And I tell you, it's good. There's a lot of places. If you go by them tonight, if you went by them about an hour ago, the lights are out.
Right.
The lights are out. Somebody hung the light a long time ago, but somebody come along later and turned them out, and they're out. And I, for one, would not want to stand before God at the judgment seat of Christ knowing that God had given me a building, a piece of ground, a bus, and God had given me things. And I didn't have the lights on Sunday night.
Bless him, Lord.
And, I know a lot of them say, well, we can't get nobody to come. But I've been in some of the best service I've been in, been just one or two or three people.
Yeah.
And we're there. And amen. The Lord said, if it's just a few, he said, I'll be there.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I thank God for that. And I've always said, if you can't preach to one person, you can't preach to 100.
Yeah.
Amen. If you can't sing to a few, you can't sing to a bunch. Amen. It's all about the glory of God. All right, turn around and shake somebody's hand and see them on the way out there. Let them know you enjoyed being with us today. Amen.
Push it back a little bit, Brother
Keith. Yeah.
Can't get nobody now.
Stick me in my belly button.
Yeah.